All right, on my morning walk, and I know everyone is dying to know, hey Joe, what's your thoughts now that the actors are on strike? So, yes, I know everybody's thinking about that and want my opinion. But so the Writers Guild of America has been on strike for 72 days, I think, as of today. And if you really want the best description of, and I'll summarize it, but of everything that they are fighting for, go and listen to episode 399.1 of Fat Man Beyond. So, and Mark Bernard does a masterful job of explaining, it's not just about money, okay? I mean, one of the things is about AI, and I know everyone's sick of hearing about AI. Everything's AI. But, you know, we just saw that the Secret Invasion opening credits were AI generated. So it's already creeping in on the creative medium. But, you know, the other thing that he's talking about on that episode was, you know, they're only like 3 years off from you, from AI being able to come up with like a pilot concept where you say, hey, I want you to analyze Seinfeld, Friends, That 70s Show, yada, 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 and come up with a series based on whoever in New York, and he has a job that requires inner office dialogue. And the AI will spit out something, and then what the studios can do to save money, to have less writers, is they can give that to like a script doctor, some writer, and then to come up with it, instead of having a writer's room with all the creativity and things like that. So that's one of the things. The other is about the residuals. You know, in the quote-unquote old days, syndication. So like Seinfeld, for example. So, you know, Terry Hatcher, I'll give you a Superman reference, you know, Lois and Clark, New Adventures of Superman. She was Lois Lane. So she was on one of my favorite episodes where, you know, they're real and they're spectacular. So every time that episode plays, she gets a residual check. Well, with streaming, that's a whole different dynamic now. So And how they have set things up is you just get paid a little bit more up front, but you don't get any residuals. So it doesn't matter how many times that episode is played, she doesn't get any more money. I mean, what if it's the most popular episode on Netflix and it's played, I don't know, 500 million times? She doesn't get a dime of that. And plus, the other thing that they're fighting for is getting that data of, okay, so, I mean, the only thing we know that's popular on Netflix is that top 10 when you log in. But, you know, the writers, I mean, they want to know, what are the streaming numbers? Kind of like the Nielsen numbers. What are those, you know? Because, I mean, just so writers are not multimillionaires for the most part. If they're not like Shonda Rhimes, who does like Grey's Anatomy, or Taylor Sheridan with Yellowstone and Tulsa King and Mayor of Kingstown and all that. I think I said Yellowstone, I can't remember. But so not everybody is a writer of that caliber that has these multi-million dollar deals. These are just regular people. They're living in California, which is the highest cost of living area in the country. And what do they get for a script that they turn in? They, let's say, and Mark Bernardin goes over this, like 100, let's say 120 grand, they sell a script treatment. Okay, well, after taxes, 40%, and then paying other fees and their agent and things like that, I mean, they're left with what, 50 grand maybe? Okay, and what if they don't sell another script for 2 years? They got to live with 50 grand in LA for 2 years. So come on, let's, you know, and the other thing that bothers me, there was a story recently that was leaked that said the studios are, they basically want to have this go on and just cripple the writers. Because they know they're not the ones making huge bucks overall. And they said that they want them to start losing their homes and apartments, and then they will sign a deal. That's fucking shitty, unfortunately, and that's fucking capitalist business. I mean, that's just, you know, business is business, unfortunately. So anyway, as of midnight today, which is Friday, the actors are now on strike. So now that's a whole other dynamic with it. So, and again, they are fighting for some of the same things, especially with AI, about usage of their likeness and usage of AI in general. I mean, again, how long are we, how far are we away from deep faking and AI basically simulating a young Tom Cruise? I mean, we're not that far off. One of the things Mark Bernard talks about is, I mean, hell, James Earl Jones has already licensed his voice because he really can't do it much anymore. So I think all the voice in like Kenobi and everything, that was his voice, but, you know, deep faked, AI generated to say what it was supposed to say. So I don't know. Again, actors are now on strike. So, you know, they're now in solidarity with the writers, which is great because you need to be, you know, a united front on something like this. You know, for the most part, most actors can weather this, obviously, because they're multimillionaires. Remember, there are a lot of character actors and people like that that don't make a lot of money. I mean, this is going to hurt, okay? This is going to hurt everyone. The whole TV and movie industry is, let's do a Spider-Man reference, is a symbiotic relationship. So everyone relies on everyone else. That's just the way it is. That's the only way it'll work. Of course, the studios think, you know what, we're taking the most risk because we're putting up the production and the capital and the marketing, and hopefully we make it on the back end. So we're the most important. And then the writers are saying, well, no, you wouldn't have anything in the first place if we didn't write it and create it and come up with the concepts and flesh it out and do a writer's room and all that. And then the actors are saying, well, no one's going to go see it unless I'm in it because they want to see me. I mean, really, like Top Gun Maverick, if, let's just say for shit, said Tom Cruise wasn't in it and they cast somebody else as Maverick, would you really go see it? I mean, no, I would wait till it to come to streaming or something. So everyone relies on everyone. Like I said, I think the big thing is, again, the streaming and the AI aspect of it, because you have to address that now, because it's only a snowball gaining steam going down a hill. I don't know what the resolution is. I think that's why you had a lot of companies say they weren't going to be coming to Comic-Con a couple weeks ago because they knew this was on the horizon, was going to happen, because, you know, really, as an actor, you can't promote anything now. You can't, you know, do anything of that sort, marketing. So, and you got big movies that, I mean, they just said that the cast of Oppenheimer walked out of the London premiere after the strike vote in solidarity, and that's what you got to do. Don't know where it's headed. All of our favorite projects are going to be pushed back at least a year. I mean, like for me, like Superman Legacy is supposed to come out 2 years from now in 25. I'm sure that gets, you know, depending on when this gets resolved, I'm sure that gets pushed to at least Christmas of 25. Now it could be into 26. I think we're going to see some really generic shit programming. I mean, you could get some gems out of it, because remember, I mean, I think American Gladiators came out during the last strike because they needed something that they could produce quickly and have entertainment. So, I mean, you could get some gems, but I don't know, man. It doesn't look good for the foreseeable future. Everyone's digging their heels in, and, you know, I guess in the best negotiations, everybody's got to give something. Okay, you can't get everything that you have on your list. Because if you're holding out for everything on your list, that's just you know you're not going to get it. So you make your list with 10 things. You really want these 6 things. These other 4 we'll throw in there, and we'll use those as bargaining chips. That's the way negotiations work. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, interesting times to come. We'll see what happens. So hope everyone has a great day. Listen to us on Vintage Geeks for whenever the fuck we record. It's like once a month now. That's why I'm doing these on my walks, because get some of these thoughts out. So everyone have a great day. Excelsior.